This is an executive summary of Opportunity Zone versus DST versus 721, full comparison, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Opportunity Zone funds, DSTs, and 721/UPREIT exchanges compared, which gains each accepts, income versus growth, liquidity, and tax outcomes, plus a decision framework. Investors looking to defer taxes and invest passively often encounter three strategies that sound similar but differ fundamentally: the Opportunity Zone Fund, QOOF, the Delaware Statutory Trust, DST, and the 721/UPREIT exchange. Each can defer capital gains tax and provide passive, professionally managed exposure, but they accept different kinds of gains, deliver income versus growth in different proportions, carry different risk and liquidity profiles, and produce different tax outcomes: temporary deferral plus tax-free growth, versus indefinite deferral plus a step up at death. Choosing among them is less about which is best and more about which fits your gain, your goals, and your tolerance for risk and illiquidity. This full comparison defines all three strategies, compares their eligible gains, weighs income versus growth and risk versus liquidity, compares the tax outcomes, and offers a decision framework. This is educational information, not tax or legal advice, and the rules are evolving, so verify the current rules with your advisors. Start with clear definitions, because the three strategies work very differently. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.